So we're from CFRU, and how are you enjoying Eden Mills?
Lovely. It's great.
Is this
except
your...
the wasp. I know.
Is this your first time at Eden Mills?
No, I think 6 or 7 okay. years now. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is it you particularly like about coming to Eden Mills?
Oh, the atmosphere. Yeah, it's just lovely. You can see people reading anywhere, but there's nothing like this outside in the grass. Yeah, in the little village. It's great.
And you get to eat ice cream at the
same
time?
Yeah, and all this other food. I've been eating just about everything.
Just let your head down, eh?
Yeah.
I know.
What about you? How do you enjoy being at Eden Mills?
Very much. This is about my 5th time. Yeah. And I enjoy it every time.
Now, I know it's early in the day. You haven't had a chance to probably listen to many people. I mean, what are the things that either you've heard you really liked or people that you're looking forward to hear today?
Edith Raffel,
We really liked Edith Raffel. She was great over in the common. And we were going to go over and hear some of the writers talking about writing right now.
Yeah.
Try to catch the end of them because there's a few.
Well, look, enjoy the rest of the day.
We
Thanks
will.
For stopping
Thank
by.
You.
Okay,
bye.
Cut the interview. Bye-bye.
So what is it you like about coming to Eden Mills?
Mainly, I just like wandering around and seeing what's happening. Today I really enjoyed seeing John Doyle do a reading. I'm a big fan of John Doyle's TV columns, and I think I might have to get his book.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure John Doyle would be very happy to hear that.
Yes.
He's probably going to come up and sign some autographs later, is it? Maybe you can get an autograph copy.
Well, you just never know.
Yeah, that's great. Is this your first year at Eden?
Oh, no. I've been here probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to anything else particular today?
I kind of got the thing that I wanted. I got a book all about Ontario's dance halls, and I'm a jazz singer, and this is something I've wanted to research. So I saw this here last year and should have bought it then, and spotted it. I actually went around looking for it, and there it was.
So were you at the jazz festival?
I performed in it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's part of the Jazz Around Town series out in the restaurants.
So yeah. Where did you perform?
Cristoria.
Oh, how was that? Was that good?
It was great. Yeah, we had a full house, and people just really... It was just a very nice, relaxing evening. Great food. Good audience. The good audience is the biggest part of it.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you want everyone to just enjoy themselves and hang around, and people were still sticking around to close the place long after we left, so we're happy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, look, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Take care. So what do you like about coming to Eden Mills?
I don't know.
To behind you.
Oh, I can talk to you. What do you like about coming to Eden Mills?
Well, I live here.
You live here? That's pretty lucky. Do you come to the Writers Festival every year?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you like about the Writers Festival?
That it's fun. There's lots of things to do.
Yeah.
And you get to meet new people.
Yeah, and pretty cool people in Eden Mills, don't you think? Yeah. Do you like getting your face painted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you supposed to be?
A dog.
A dog? What sort of dog? A Dalmatian dog?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you're a Dalmatian dog too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you both from Eden Mills as well or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to, have you been to the children's area yet?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening there today?
We're painting.
Face painting, are they going to...
There's authors there.
Uh-huh. Have you had a chance to listen to the authors yet?
A little bit.
Oh. Did you hear anyone you liked?
I don't know.
No? What about you?
No, not really. No.
Well, look, you guys enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Okay, thanks for stopping by. So how are you enjoying the Eden Mills?
Oh, just wonderful. As a matter of fact, one thing that we laughed about was the fact that the survey that they give you for Eden Mills, it just goes up to age 61 plus, and we're 80 plus,
yep.
81 plus.
Speak for yourself.
But anyway, we come every time we get a chance. I don't think we've missed any, have we?
Well, not in 15 years.
No. No.
Well, that's good. Really I'm very good. Glad that not in 15 years you've missed one.
And you know, no. We missed Sheila Rogers, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a pity that she's not here.
Yeah. It's really lovely, though.
But
it's
I think it needed more publicity in Toronto.
It needs more publicity in Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. for sure.
Well, I think the festival generally does pretty good, but
yeah,
no, it's a smaller crowd.
Yeah. It's a smaller crowd.
But maybe they don't want a big crowd. It gets too crowded, you know. But it's really lovely. We really enjoy it every year, and we'll still keep coming back. That's for sure.
What is as long as the cane holds
out. That's good. Well, you know, that's the way you stay healthy. You
it's getting
the mental thing that you need to keep up with.
No?
That's
keep the mental thing going.
Physical,
the physical thing will hang in there.
That's right. Yeah.
So what is it you particularly like about coming to Eden Mills?
Just the ambience. It's just lovely, and of course the greeters. And whether they're a big celebrity like Margaret Atwood or even a small, you learn more about some of the lesser writers who have just started out, and it's really quite interesting to follow their careers. And Jane Urquhart, for one, we've read most of her books, and some of the others that we've come here for.
David Bergen,
great.
So, who is anyone else particularly you're going to try and listen to before the end of the day?
You've got the program.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says to me.
That's
well, you've got the program.
You know, but they're all interesting. Sometimes
you'd
you
like
don't,
to listen
you
to them all. You can't, it's a shame that you have to miss any of them because they're all very good.
Well, you rather head towards the Margaret Atwoods and the super writers.
That's right.
But then sometimes you sit back and just hear the people that you don't know, and they can be wonderful.
Oh, that's exactly what I like. It's just you. People say, well, where did you go? And I say, well, I ended up at the Common, and I ended up at the Mill. And
that's right.
And you just sit and listen.
Yeah.
And
then
suddenly you find yourself down in Publisher's Way buying a book.
That's three. Right.
Three books.
That's what we've just done.
Three books. Well, you know, that's wonderful. And I wanted to say, if you're going to go and listen to Margaret Atwood later, there's a young author called Sandra Sabatini that's going to be reading.
Oh, she's in between. Yeah,
she's really wonderful. She's got a wonderful book of short stories.
Oh, that's great.
Out called The Dolphins at St. Marie. Wonderful.
And great. Super.
Yeah, she's just starting out.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Thanks
Enjoy the rest of your day. This is Jan Hall from CFRU. I've got a great chance to talk to Margaret Atwood today.
Hello.
How are you enjoying
very,
being
very
in
well.
Eden Mills?
I'm underdressed. I didn't wear enough clothes apart from that.
Well, you have a green hat instead of a black hat, I think.
I do.
Yes,
I've got many different colors of hats.
Yeah. So what is it about Eden Mills that particularly attracts you?
Oh, well, you know, I've known Connie and Leon for a long time, and they started it. But also, look at the idyllic village and the rippling stream, and the sun is shining. I think the last time I was here, it rained just as I'd stopped reading. But this time, it's not going to rain at all. This is great. And it's nice and informal, and people can have a sort of picnic. And
you're reading twice, I think.
I've already done, something for the Penn book called Writing Life. And five of us read for that. We've raised money for Penn that way, to help freedom of speech issues around the world. And then I'm reading for my own book later today.
Which is your new book of short stories?
It's called Moral Disorder, is the name of it.
Yeah, I was reading in the paper today that they said that there's a lot of you in this book.
Well, people will doubtless think that.
But that's the good thing about an author, don't you think?
Yes, but it also says fiction, so it's not the same as an autobiography.
Yeah. Could I get you to do me one last favor?
And what is that?
Couldn't you say, this is Margaret Atwood, you're listening to CFRU at the Eden Mills Writers Festival?
Is that CFRU?
It's on my T-shirt.
CFRU. This is Margaret Atwood, you're listening to CFRU at the Eden Mills Writers Festival.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
You're even perfect on air. Thanks. Mm-hmm.